格林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
从十二章最后一节。
Let's start from the last verse of chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31. But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way.
这里讲要切慕更大的恩赐，然后我把最妙的道指示你。好，那接下去从十三章开始他就在提到爱。
And starting from chapter 13, Paul discusses love.
圣经说神就是爱。
The Bible tells us that God is love.
那爱本身是很抽象的。
Love itself is rather abstract.
那到底要怎么来明白神的爱？
How then can we understand God's love?
圣经是神的话。
The Bible is God's word.
所以神的话把神的爱讲得最清楚。
And God's word explains God's love the best.
而且主耶稣把神的爱用具体的生活把它表现出来。
And through our Lord Jesus' own life, he demonstrated the meaning of God's love.
所以我们在哥林多前书十三章里面所看到这些爱在主耶稣的身上我们都可以看到。
The description of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 can all be observed in Jesus' own life.
那我们现在看第一节。
Let's start from verse 1. Chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, verse 1. Though I speak the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
这里在提到能说万人的方言这是一个很大的恩赐甚至天使的话语但没有爱就成了鸣的锣跟响的钹一样。
If a person is able to speak the tongues of men and of angels, he has a very great gift. But if he does not have love, he becomes like a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
鸣跟锣都可以发出响声。
Both brass and cymbal produce sound.
但是这个响声要变成有意义一定要跟音乐配在一起。
But for sound to be meaningful, it must harmonize with music.
那一个人有恩赐如果这个恩赐要真的能造就人，他要跟爱合在一起。
For a gifted person who uses gift to edify others, he must use his gift with love.
所以如果没有恩，没有爱，只有恩赐，就跟鸣的锣响的钹一样。
If a person only has gifts but does not have love, he is like a sounding brass and a clanging cymbal.
所以可见恩赐当然很重要但是爱心比恩赐更重要。
Therefore, while gifts are important, love is even more important.
好，我们看第二节
，verse 2。And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
这个地方讲明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识但是有全备的信，能够移山，没有爱就算不了什么。
If a person has all knowledge, is able to understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and even has faith to move mountains, but if he does not have love, he is nothing.
比方说，我们圣经的读了很多次，我们对圣经的知识相当的丰富。
For example, if we have read the Bible many times and are very well versed in the knowledge of the Bible.
但是对圣经的认识，如果没有增加我们的爱，那个知识本身也算不了什么。
Yet if our love does not increase as a result of our knowledge of the Bible, that knowledge itself is nothing.
当然如果我们对圣经了解得很清楚，再加上爱，这个知识就能造就很多人。
However, if we add love to our knowledge of the Bible, then our knowledge can build up many others.
那接下去就讲信心。
Then Paul continues to talk about faith.
全备的信心。
If he has all faith.
但是没有爱也算不了什么。
But has not love, he is nothing.
所以信心 到最后就是要帮助我们在爱上面更加成长。
As we can see here, the ultimate goal of having faith is to grow in love.
当我们对主耶稣为我们牺牲在十字架上真的相信，我们就会感受到他真的很爱我们。
If we truly believe that our Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life for us on the cross, then we will learn to love.
所以信心需要加上爱心。
Therefore, faith must be coupled with love.
这样才能够真的对我们自己对别人有帮助。
Only then can our faith edify ourselves and others.
那接下去我们就从第三节看第三节。
Let's read verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
有时候我们在看第三节就很难了解。
Verse 3 may seem to be difficult to understand.
将所有的周济穷人，这怎么可能没有爱呢？
How can a person bestow all his goods to feed the poor and still have no love?
那下面舍身叫人焚烧却没有爱，这怎么可能呢？
How is it possible for a person to give his body to be burned but has not love?
所以这个第三节就是在讲我们所做的慈善的行动如果没有爱，对我们没有益处。
Basically, verse 3 is telling us that all charitable deeds do not edify ourselves if they are not done out of love.
那没有爱怎么会有这种慈善的行动呢？
But how can a person do these works of love, these works of charity without love?
因为我们到后面有看，爱是不求自己的益处。
As we will learn later, love is not self-seeking.
所以当一个人有慈善的行动，他内心的动机是为着自己的好处，这个就算不了什么。
A person may perform what seems to be charitable deeds, but if they are doing so out of selfish reasons, then such deeds are nothing.
比方说借着慈善的行动让自己出名。
For example, a person may want to be famous by his charitable deeds.
或者政治家借着慈善的行动来多赢一些选票。
Or a politician may want to get more votes by doing some charitable work.
那这样他将所有周济穷人甚至舍身焚烧也没有什么益处。
Then even if he gives his body to be burned and gives his good to feed the poor, it is nothing.
所以很可能我们有恩赐但是没有爱心。
Therefore, we may have gifts, but we may not have love.
有知识但没有爱心。
We may have knowledge, but may not have love.
有信心但没有爱心。
We may have faith, but we may not have love.
有慈善的行动但没有爱心。
We may do charitable works, but we may not have love.
但是如果把这个都加上了爱，那就完美了。
However, if we add to all of these love, then it will be perfect.
所以不是恩赐、知识、信心跟这些慈善的行动不好。
So we're not saying that having gifts, having knowledge or faith or charitable deeds, doing charitable deeds are bad.
是指着这个要跟爱连在一起才会更好。
But the point is that all of these need to be combined with love.
那爱是什么？
What is love?
当我们没有读到圣经的时候我们对爱的定义再翻开圣经来看，我们会发现差很多。
Our understanding of love may be very different from what the Bible teaches about love.
我们一般人了解的爱就是在物质上对别人的帮助。
Usually we understand love as helping others materially.
但是如果我们回到下面一段来看爱远远超过这一些。
But if we continue studying this passage, we see that love far exceeds that.
我们先来回来看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 13.
第四节。
Verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up.
这里讲爱是恒久的忍耐又有恩慈。
Love suffers long and is kind.
中文讲恒久的忍耐英文叫 suffer long, 所以忍耐本身好像是一种受苦。
long suffering is a pain, kind of a suffering or pain.
所以爱会让我们有耐性。
Love makes us enduring.
比方说，神对世界上人是充满着爱心。
For example, our God is full of love towards this world.
因为在神面前，圣经说我们都是罪人。
The Bible tells us that we are all sinners before God.
那为什么神不公义，用公义把我们灭掉呢？
But why has not God wiped us out through because of his justice?
因为神有诸般的忍耐。
The reason is that God is full of patience.
然后神又差遣主耶稣到地上来。
And he sent his son, Jesus Christ, into this world.
这个就是他对人的拯救一个具体的表现。
And this was a concrete demonstration of his saving work.
那这个爱一直持续下去到主耶稣再来。
And this love persists until the return of Christ.
为什么两千年前讲主耶稣要来，到现在还没有来？
The Bible already told us 2,000 years ago that the Lord Jesus was returning. How come he's not returning yet?
他不是单言。
It is not because he is
他是宽容。
He is delaying, but because he is long-suffering.
希望有更多人能够得救。
Because he wishes for all more people to be saved.
所以恒久的忍耐这个是比较负面，但是用比较正面、很积极的去对待那一个人，这更不简单。
Suffering long or endurance can be more negative, but it is even more difficult to be to proactively show kindness to others.
好像犹大要卖主耶稣。
For example, Judas was about to betray Jesus.
主耶稣对他是相当有忍耐的心。
And the Lord Jesus was long suffering towards him.
因为他已经知道魔鬼将犹大卖耶稣的意思放在犹大里面。
The Lord Jesus knew that the devil has placed in Judas's heart the intent to betray him.
但是主耶稣又洗他的脚。
Yet the Lord Jesus still washed his feet.
这个是恩慈。
This is his kindness.
希望他能够与主有份。
He hoped to let Judas have a part with him.
那如果没有爱主耶稣对犹大就不是这样的。
Had Jesus not have love, he would not have treated Judas this way.
甚至我们在社会上人跟人相处如果遇到一个犹大，我们的方法应该会跟主耶稣很大的不同。
If we ever meet a person in our interactions with others like Judas, I believe we would act very differently from Jesus.
那为什么不同？
Why?
一个最根本就是因为主耶稣爱犹大，我们对别人之间没有缺乏这样的爱。
The most basic reason is that we lack the kind of love that Jesus had for Judas.
甚至在提摩太前书里面，保罗在提到神对他。
In 1 Timothy, Paul discussed God's attitude toward Paul.
我们来看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书的第一章十六节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16.1:16. However, for this reason, I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
这里讲主耶稣在这个罪魁上显明一切的忍耐。
In this chief of sinners, Paul, God, the Lord Jesus showed all long suffering.
因为他带领人逼迫基督徒。
This is because Paul used to lead others to persecute Christians.
但是神对主耶稣对他相当的忍耐。
But our Lord Jesus was long-suffering towards him.
而且最后又拣选了他。
In the end, the Lord even chose him.
这个就是恩慈。
This was the Lord's kindness.
所以我们人跟人之间如果有忍耐又有恩慈。
Therefore, if we're able to have long-suffering as well as kindness with others.
很多人就会改变。
We are able to change other people.
所以爱一增加，很多的问题会减少。
When love increases, problems decrease.
很多的问题一直产生是因为我们的爱不够。
Many times problems are the result of the lack of love.
所以人跟人之间一直在处理表面的问题，但是最深层的问题常常是因为我们缺乏爱。
while we try to manage problems superficially, bottom line or the root of the problem is the lack of love.
如果世界上每个人都有主耶稣的爱，很多的问题就没有问题。
If everyone in this world has the love of the Lord Jesus, then many problems are not problems anymore.
因为爱是恒久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is long suffering, and love suffers long, and love is kind.
那接下去说，爱是不嫉妒、不自夸、不张狂。
Then it says, love does not envy, love does not parade itself, it is not puffed up.
为什么爱是不嫉妒？
Why does love not envy?
我们仔细看，父母亲如果对自己的孩子比自己 更有成就，大家都觉得很高兴。
When parents see their children excel, they are very happy for them.
为什么？
Why?
因为爱自己的儿女。
This is because they love their children.
所以儿女比自己做得更好，他觉得非常，因为出于爱，他为他高兴。
So when their children surpass them, they are happy for them.
但是我们在世界上，如果我们的朋友、我们的邻居或者其他的人，比我们更好，我们就不一定为他高兴了。
However, if it is our friends or our neighbors who are surpassing us, we may not necessarily feel happy for them.
有时候就会产生嫉妒。
Sometimes we may envy them.
所以大卫杀了哥利亚。
David killed Goliath.
扫罗如果爱大卫，应该是为他高兴。
If Saul had love for David, he would have been happy for him.
这个年轻人有神同在。
That such a young man had the abundance of God.
竟把以色列人羞的耻辱除掉。
That he was able to remove the shame from Israel.
那这个是值得高兴的事情。
And this would have been something to be rejoice about.
但是扫罗看见大家歌颂大卫多于他本身。
However, when Saul saw that others were praising David more than they were praising him,
他就不能够接受。
He could not tolerate it.
所以我们真的爱一个人，会为别人的好而高兴。
If we truly love someone, we will rejoice when that person does well.
不会因为别人比我们好，我们觉得酸溜溜的，或者产生一种嫉妒。
And then we would not feel jealous when they do well.
那这个嫉妒啊，圣经说在我们心里好像火在烧一样。
The Bible describes jealousy as a fire burning inside.
而且这个火会让人做出很多坏事。
And this kind of fire can incite a person to do many evil deeds.
所以爱是不嫉妒。
Love does not envy.
那接下去说爱是不自夸。
Love does not parade itself.
为什么爱是不自夸？
Why does love not parade itself?
因为一个有爱心的人常常是谦卑的人。
Because a person who is loving is also humble.
我们会去感受到别人的感觉。
If we have love, we will empathize with others.
所以当我们把自己的优点把它表现出来，把它夸耀出来。
When we display our strength.
其实无形中就是让一个人觉得他不如我们。
We're actually letting others feel that they are inferior to us.
无形就让他感觉到好像他是第一等。
We make others feel that they are not as important.
所以爱是不会自夸，不会炫耀自己。
Love does not parade itself.
这是一个很重要的特色。
This is an important characteristic of love.
有爱心的人都是很谦卑。
A loving person is always humble.
那下面说爱是不张狂。
Next, love is not puffed up.
当我们内心有爱心，
If we have love in our hearts,
我们不会觉得我们是高人一等。
We will not feel that we are higher than others.
张狂就是觉得我们高人一等。
To be puffed up means that you feel that you're superior.
所以爱心呢 我们就不会觉得我们比别人有优越感。
If we have love, we would not feel superior.
那比我们不如的，有时候我们反而会同情他。
In fact, we would sympathize with those who are not as strong.
所以爱是不张狂。
Therefore, love is not puffed up.
他不会看轻别人。
A person with love does not despise others.
他不会有高人一等的表现。
And he would not act as if he is better than others.
好，那我们再回来看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's continue reading 1 Corinthians 13.
第五节。
Verse 5. Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil.
我照中文的来讲，爱是不做害羞的事。
Love does not behave rudely.
当一个人做了害羞的事，常常是因为里面缺乏爱。
The Chinese translation says, does not do shameful things. When a person does shameful things, it is often because he's lacking in love.
为什么这样说呢？
Why do we say that?
如果我们看亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园里面。
If we look at the story of Adam and Eve when they were in the Garden of Eden,
神非常爱他们。
God loved them very much.
照自己的形象造他们。
He had created them in his image and likeness.
而且赐福气给他们，让他们住在伊甸园里。
God also blessed them and let them live in the Garden of Eden.
那天天能够听神讲话，看到神的荣耀。
They were able to hear God's voice every day and witness His glory.
但是当亚当跟夏娃开始在吃善恶果。
But when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
那就是罪。
They committed sin.
那在神面前就是羞耻的。
They committed shameful deeds before God.
那这个也是他对神没有爱神。
This was an act that of not loving God.
所以一个真的有爱我们不会做羞耻的事。
If a person has true love, he would not do something that is shameful.
比方说夫妻之间如果真的有爱。
If there is true love between husband and wife,
我们不会做在我们配偶提起来会羞耻的事。
We would not do things that our spouse would feel ashamed to talk about.
如果我们爱我们的父母。
If we love our parents,
我们会去做让我们父母会因为我们觉得感谢神，骄傲，或者说为我们感谢神。
We would do things that will make our parents proud and give thanks to God.
如果我们做的事情让父母羞耻。
If what we do makes our parents feel ashamed.
那这个就不是爱。
Then it is not love.
所以我们爱谁就是不会做让他害羞的事。
So, how we show our love is by doing things that, by not doing things that would shame others.
好，那下面爱是不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own.
这个非常非常的不容易。
This is very, difficult.
有时候我们常常觉得婆媳之间很难相处。
Oftentimes we feel that it is difficult for mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law to get along.
但是如果我们看这个路德记。
But if we read the book of Ruth.
这个感人的故事从哪里出来？
How did the story, such a touching story develop?
就是没有求自己的益处。
It all began when the characters in the story did not seek their own goods. Good.
那厄米先生死了，两个儿子也死了，他确实很孤单，也很可怜。
Naomi was bereaved of her husband as well as her two sons, and she was indeed pitiful.
但是我们看这个拿俄米，他怎么想事情
？But how did Naomi consider her choices?
他觉得他两个媳妇还年轻。
She felt that her two daughters-in-law were still young.
所以她需要去建立自己的家庭，享受一个 爱的生活。
And they deserve to start a new family, to enjoy a family of love.
所以他已经不把自己孤单放在需要人作伴放在前面。
So she no longer placed her own loneliness as a priority.
所以一直叫他们说，你们再回到你本家去嫁人吧。
That's why she kept urging them to return to their own homes and get married.
不求自己的益处。
She was not self-seeking.
如果拿俄米把自己的益处放在前面，她应该不会这样讲。
If Naomi had put her own interests first, she would not have said such things.
那我们就看拿俄米两个媳妇。
And now let's look at the two daughters-in-law.
也是没有把自己的益处放在前面。
They also did not put their own interests first.
特别是路德。
Especially Ruth.
第一次拿俄米吃她的时候，两个都痛哭，舍不得离开。
When the Naomi urged them to leave, both of them wept and were reluctant to go.
但是第二次拿俄米在吃他们。
But the second time Naomi urged them to leave.
那一个媳妇就想到自己的前途虽然依依不舍，但是她离开了。
One of the daughters-in-law decided to leave, even though she was reluctant to do so because she considered her own future.
但是路德还是舍不得离开拿俄米。
But Ruth still was not willing to leave Naomi.
所以她并没有求自己的益处。她如果求她自己益处，她就走了。
She was also not self-seeking because if she were, then she would have left.
所以这个很感人的故事就是因为里面有爱。
Such a touching story resulted from love.
那这个爱就是不求自己的益处。
In love, here is demonstrated as not self-seeking.
那神就是爱。
God is love.
所以当他们不求自己的益处，都有爱，神就在他们中间。
And because these people did not seek their own, God was among them.
所以虽然没有把自己的前途放在前面，但不等于他没有前途。
Even though they did not place their future first, it does not mean that they did not have a future.
所以我们看路德跟拿俄米两个到晚年的时候都非常的好。
We can see how Naomi and Ruth lived together very well when Naomi was old.
都是蒙福的。
They were both blessed.
因为他们有爱。
Because they had love.
所以爱是不求自己的益处。
Therefore, love does not seek its own.
我们在这个时代，每个人都是以自我为中心。
Living in this world, we see how people are all self-centered.
那真的要做到第一个想的不是自己的益处，那真的是有爱。
It really takes much love to get to the point where you do not consider your own interests as the first.
那这真的也是会感动很多的人。
And if we can do that, we can also touch the hearts of many people.
好，我们现在来看第五节的最后。
The last part of verse 5.
爱是不轻易发怒。
Love is not provoked.
有时候我们会听人讲我是很有爱心只是怎么我脾气大一点而已。
Sometimes we hear the saying, I'm full of love, it's just that I have a bit of a bad temper.
我听起来好像很合理我是很有爱心只是脾气大一点。
Sounds rather reasonable that a person can have love and be bad-tempered.
神一生气地大震动。
When God's wrath is provoked, the earth shakes.
如果神说我是很有爱的，只是我脾气不，只是脾气不太好。
If God ever said, "I am full of love, but I have a bad temper,"
那我们可能都不在这里了。
Then I don't think we'll be around.
所以爱是不轻易发怒。
Love is not provoked.
圣经里面讲神不轻易发怒。
The Bible tells us that God is slow to anger.
所以如果我们信耶稣常常有罪恶感，可能我们对神的了解跟圣经不太一样。
As a Christian, if we always feel guilty, then perhaps our understanding of God is different from what the Bible tells us about God.
神就是天天在看我一点小事他就生气，神就不高兴，应该不是这样。
God is not a God who is always watching us, trying to find fault with us.
神不轻易发怒。
Because God is slow to anger.
因为神有丰盛的慈爱。
But it's abundant in love.
所以爱是不轻易发怒。
Therefore, love is not provoked.
那我们人如果不轻易发怒，我们的人际关系常常就会非常的好。
If we are not provoked, then we can have a good relationship with others.
人际关系常常是因为生气搞坏。
Oftentimes, we ruin relationships because of temper.
好，那下面说，爱是不计算人的恶。
Love thinks no evil.
我们爱一个人，我们就不会算他的恶。
If we love someone, we will not keep a record of his wrong.
所以啊，这个我们如果真的爱一个人，我们不会常常提别人的，我们所爱那一个人的弱点。
If we love someone, we will not always recall the weakness of that person.
或者他得罪我们的地方。
Or their offenses to us.
所以诗篇103篇在讲神的爱。
Psalm 103 talks about God's love.
他没有照我们的罪孽来对待我们。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的罪离开我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our iniquities from us.
他不计算我们的恶。
Because God does not keep a record of our wrong.
所以我们在生活当中能够引恶扬善，这是一种爱。
So if we're able to cover trespass, extol what is good, that is actually an act of love.
这个真的是我们需要更多的爱。
And that takes much love.
也就是把别人的恶隐藏起来。
To be able to hide other people's wrongdoings.
因为恶常常是一种羞耻。
Because wrongdoing or evil doing is shameful.
那我们隐藏别人的恶，就是不希望别人的羞耻被扩大。
If we cover up the wrongdoings of others, it means that we do not want to expose them to shame.
那其实这样就是对一个人很大的爱。
Such act is an act of love towards that person.
但是倒过来我们人如果没有爱
But on the other hand, if we do not have love,
我们头脑里面都在纪念别人的恶。
We would always be calculating other people's wrongdoings.
有时候我们在讲话很容易把别人的恶就散布出去。
In our conversations, we easily disseminate other people's evil.
那恶本身是负面的。
Evil is negative.
所以如果缺乏爱那我们常常纪念别人的恶。那我们本身的心是负面的，黑暗的。
Without love, we are always counting other people's faults, and that shows that our heart is dark and negative.
那有了爱，我们心里面没有别人的恶，那我们的心呢就更喜乐、更平安。
But if we have love, then we do not keep a record of other people's wrongdoings, and we have peace and joy in our hearts.
第六节。
Verse 6, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
爱不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。很多的罪是借着爱的名字来做的。
Many evil deeds are done in the name of love.
特别在现在这个社会。
Especially in today's society.
但是真正的爱它是不喜欢不义。
But true love does not rejoice in iniquity.
就是不喜欢罪。
It does not rejoice in
不对的，他不喜欢去做，不会去做。
It does not do anything that is wrong.
那他只喜欢真理。
But love rejoices in the truth.
所以在爱里面我们可以看到他有一个标准。
Therefore, we can see that within love, there is a standard.
那个标准就是真理。
And that standard is the truth.
因此犹大书说我们要保守自己藏在神的爱里面。
The book of Jude teaches us to always preserve ourselves in the love of God.
哦、那怎么保守呢
？And how do we do that？
就是真理。
By walking in the truth、
哦。当我们一直活在真理里面、哦、我们就是保守自己在神的爱里面。
If we always live in the truth, we are keeping ourselves in the love of God.、
哦、但是当我们离开了真理
，But if we depart from the truth,、
哦、我们就进到不义。
We entered unrighteousness.、
哦、我们就、离开了神的爱。
We have strayed from the love of God.、
哦、不是神不爱我们，是我们自己离开了。
It is not that God does not love us, but rather we forsake His love.、
哦、那在教会当中来说、哦
In the church,、
哦、我曾经接过一个牧师给我电话。
Once I received a phone call from a pastor of another church,、
哦、真耶稣教会要不要接受联合布道
？And he invited the True Jesus Church to a joint evangelical crusade.、
哦、这个一般的教会讲就是在基督的爱里面，我们都要合一。
嗯、there's a common ecumenical movement.Based on the idea that all Christians should unite.
啊，不错，我们需要爱，这是不错的。
Yes, we do need love.
啊，但是教会的合一也是在真理里面。
But the unity of the church is founded within the truth.
啊，所以如果只讲爱，没有讲真理。
So if we only talk about love but neglect the truth,
啊，这个不是真正的合一啊。
It is not true unity.、
哦、所以这里讲爱是喜欢真理。
Therefore, it says love rejoices、哦、in the truth.、
哦、不错，所有的基督徒要爱、啊、在爱里面合一，但是在真理的引导之下。
Yes, all Christians should have love and try to strive for unity, but this unity must be under the guidance of the truth.、
哦、好，我们看第七节
，verse 7。Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
好，这里讲凡事包容。
Bears all things.
啊，人跟人之间啊，如果有爱啊，虽然有一些过节啊，我们会包容。
If we have any grudges with others, if we have love, we can forbear.
啊，所以在教会里面哈，大事要变小事。
So in the church, large problems should become small problems.
啊，渐渐让小事变成无事。
And small problems should eventually become no problem.
那这个就是要包容。
And this requires bearing with others.
哦，当然，我们前面也提到哦，真理原则是不能妥协的。
But as mentioned before, the principles of truth cannot be compromised in the process.
但是其他的事情哦，我们可以借着包容让。大事化小事，小事化无事。
But all other things can be resolved if we are able to bear with others and change and turn large problems into small problems and small problems into none.
啊，那教会就会变成一个家庭。
Then the church will truly be a family.
啊，爱是凡事相信。
Love believes all things.
啊，凡事盼望。
Love hopes all things.
啊，所以啊，如果我们看我们爱的人啊。离开了教会
When we see someone we love leave the church,、
哦、因为我们爱他，我们总是相信有一天他会回来。
Because of our love for that person, we believe that that person will return one day.、
哦、因为我们爱他，所以我们总是有一个盼望，神会带他回来。
Because we love that person, we hope that God will bring him back.、
哦、但是如果我们缺乏爱
，But if we lack love,、
哦、我们的感觉就不是这样。
Then we would not feel that way.、
哦、我们的感觉可能就是他没有希望了。
Will feel that that person is hopeless.
哦，所以有没有爱，我们在看一个人哦，真的会有很大的差别。
So love determines how we look at others will be very different based on whether we have love.
哦，像这个浪子
，like the prodigal son,
他的爸爸爱他
，his father loved him.
相信他会回来。
He believed that he would return.
啊，盼望他会回来。
He hoped for his return.
看到他回来，非常的高兴。
And he rejoiced when he actually returned.
啊，第八节，爱是永不止息的。
8. Love never fails.
啊，将来我们到天国。
When we go to heaven one day.
啊，我们已经亲眼见到神。
We shall see God face to face.
所以信心就在这里啊，成全了。
Faith by then will be completed.
啊，我们到了天国。
When we go to heaven.
我们已经到了最后的盼望。
We have reached our ultimate hope.
但是到了天国还是有爱。
Yet when we go to heaven, there is still love.
啊，我们要跟神永远在一起。
Because we shall be with God forever.
爱是永不止息的。
Love never fails.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
53首。
53.